Today, we will talk about Open Sky Tomato, the new assortment of free-range tomatoes. Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. Today, my guest in this Gardeners Radio is Markus Kobelt, founder of Lubera and co-founder of Lubera Edibles. Markus, now you're doing also tomato breeding. What's behind that?
You know, tomatoes are berries. We all learned in school that also tomatoes are berries, so that's the reason we are producing them now and breeding them now. No, in all earnest, I always dreamed to do tomatoes one day. Tomatoes are the first fruits I ate, or I can remember eating as a child. Perhaps I was 2-3 years old with my parents, and it was the only time we were in holidays in the canton of Tessin in southern Switzerland, near Italy, in a tent. And it was raining all day long. My father was digging a kennel around the tent that the water was going in this row. And but there were, as always, there some hours and not days, only hours of sunshine. And we went to a market, and the market man with the vegetables gave me a tomato. And it was so red and so shiny and so beautiful that I didn't eat it. It was just too beautiful. And I remember having it beside my bed in the tent, raining day, and looking at the tomatoes. That's my first memory of tomatoes. And I always knew one day I will breed tomatoes. On the personal side, of course, I'm not really the tomato breeder. I'm perhaps the impresario of the tomato breeder. It's Moritz Köhler, who came to us some years ago and brought in and built up tomato breeding, potato breeding and sweet potato breeding and a little bit other vegetables. So that's his side he brought in our breeding. And but it was a dream and it's coming true.
But are there not enough tomato varieties on the market?
Too many beside ours.
And, so what is the specialty of your tomato breeding?
We are breeding for here, for our climate. Yeah, you know, tomatoes didn't come from this climate. They came from Middle and South America, and there may be another climate than here. For sure with not so much rain. And we are breeding tomatoes for here, which you can grow without any helping things, without the tent, without the tomato house in Middle Europe and also in UK. So that's the goal. And all our varieties in our Open Sky assortment will be varieties you can do so. And if one day, because we see in some older tolerant varieties, resistant varieties, we are testing that sometimes the Phytophthora is changing very fast, and it's possible that one day one variety is not good enough anymore, then it will go out and we will bring others. It's an ongoing project, and also on the resistant side we have to go forward, and especially we have to combine tolerances. We are working in, that's a little bit the difference to potatoes, where we have really 0-1 resistances, where you don't see Phytophthora at all the whole season. And we have more tolerances, where you see a little bit of Phytophthora in the lower leaves end of the season, but it's not going forward. And it's an ongoing project to combine different types of Phytophthora resistance or tolerance in our varieties. And that's our goal. And we want to combine this focus on resistance with diversity in sizes and colors and eating qualities.
So you said you breeding Open Sky tomatoes so no cover needed. So how is your breeding work done? So how do you do your breeding work or selection work?
Yeah. The first thing is perhaps that you have to know your parents. So every year we are testing not hundreds, but almost 100 different varieties to look how good are the tolerances, resistance. We are also interested in partial tolerances. For example, some years ago, we have seen that the Indigo varieties from the US, from Oregon, have a partial tolerance to Phytophthora early on. Later on, they break down. And we have combined this in some varieties with big success, combined with other partial tolerances. This gives a big impact on the overall resistance of our varieties. So we are screening varieties and then we are using them on different ways, if they are seed stable varieties or if they are F1 hybrids for our breeding.
And what do you do, the screening in greenhouse or open field or?
Yes, open field. So we only are doing the breeding work mostly in half open tomato houses. Because it's just more productive and it's easier. Normally the parent varieties we have on both sides, we have in the journals, but also we have in the open field, because only in the open field we see the reality. In breeding nowadays, where everybody is speaking about technical methods of breeding, which perhaps are also going actively into the genome, or only assessing the genome, it's very important that we relearn that the most important thing in plant breeding is how the plant reacts in the reality out there on the field. Yeah. An example. First, we thought that it would be a possibility. There are three known resistances or tolerances to Phytophthora, pH 1, 2, and 3. Yeah, pH 1 is even not existing anymore, or the Phytophthora can break it down, but 2 and 3. And we thought we could early on off the seedlings take leaves and then select for the ones who have these 2 or 3 resistances.
So you've done this gene marker test.
Yeah. And we are very happy that it didn't work so well, and so that we had all plants till then. And then we have seen that the most interesting ones at that stage of the breeding were the one with pH 2 and 3, but with other partial tolerances. Yeah? Especially also, we can say it, we used a lot of the varieties of the company Culinaris for our breeding. They have done a fantastic work. They still are doing fantastic work. I can recommend their varieties also. We were used and are using them for breeding. We will also use our varieties for breeding. So very good partners. And these varieties were much more productive for our resistance breeding than others. But we are combining other types of resistances. We are combining this heavy growing type plants of Culinaris with more compact resistant plants with a pH 2 and 3 resistance than to partial resistances you have in shrub tomatoes, semi-determinated shrub tomatoes, and also the partial resistance we see or tolerance we see in the black-colored tomatoes. So that's the way we are working. And we are always also in wild tomatoes, we are searching for resistances and tolerances we can bring into our gene pool.
So I know you will bring 4 varieties on the market. So last autumn I was involved in the end selection together with Markus and the Lubera breeder Moritz Köhle. So I know there will come four varieties. So what are the USPs of these 4 varieties?
Yes, resistance. I think that's, if you are planting open sky tomato, you must be and can be sure that they will do in all circumstances in Middle Europe. Also, if you have a rainy year as last year. So that's the most important thing. There are stick tomatoes, or what is our
steak
tomatoes? So upright growing tomatoes. So they have to have a steak, otherwise they don't work. Normally they are very fast growing, so you can even take two steaks and have two branches going up. And you have to plant them in May. But if you are doing so minimally, you can also, then you can stop your work almost. Of course, if you take out side shoots, productivity and the growth becomes better, but it's not 100% necessary. And they are working. So that's a guarantee we are giving. And then besides this, we want to develop better quality and also diversity. Diversity is a very important goal in the future. For the moment, we have especially three cherry tomatoes. A smaller one, and also the sweetest one, is the sugar red. And beside the high sugar, it's also very firm. You have them in your mouth, and you take the teeth, and they are exploding with sugar and sap. So I think perhaps generally, if you like sweet tomatoes, the best eating of our varieties. Perhaps not the most interesting for you.
I can agree with this. So it's my personal favorite.
Yes, mine not, because I'm not really on the. I think tomatoes have so much to offer otherwise than sugar that I'm not so much. But I know that many people like sweet tomatoes. Then we have a yellow one with a very fast grower, very secure in growing. So it's just faster than Phytophthora. And a very bright yellow, and a very fresh experience when eating. And then we have a bigger tomato, a salad tomato, middle-sized, good quality. Also, the skin is not too hard, so it's no problem to eat. Very easy. You can also eat by hand. And for me, the most interesting is the first resistant black red tomato.
So it's very new, this kind of
tomato. Happy black, yes, because this type of black varieties is not so old, about 10 years old. It was developed from new genetics from South America by, I think, a university in Oregon, and the breeder in Oregon, all these indigo varieties. And they brought with them a partial resistance to blight, late blight, early blight. And we have used them for resistance breeding and also now for more diversity. And they have also different type of eating experience of quality. They have another type of acidity, not sharp, but very impressive. And they have this umami taste, which is very difficult to describe, but in the end, it's fleshy taste. And that's a typical variety for this. And I see this type of taste, which I like very much, especially in black tomatoes and especially also in Happy Black, our open sky black variety. And it's the first black tomato with a defined, good, really working resistance against late blight.
Yeah. So when will be the release of these varieties? So I think you will sell the first tomato plants on lubera.com this spring. Is it right?
I think so. That's lubera.com has not an exclusivity for varieties which are sold and produced by Lubera Edibles. Also, if they are sister companies, so it's our politics to give them to everybody who wants to buy them, but. Normally, when you start new varieties, you have not the quantities and you have not the demand. You don't know how many to produce. So we are producing first always for our sister company, Lubera.com, which are selling online. But also this season, this spring, there are test plants for people who are interested in. Just ask Frederick for it. And I think for 2023, all quantities are possible if you are prepared, if you are ordering them. So it's very important, the products.
But order as soon as possible.
Yes,
so.
Yes. Because also in tomatoes, we have a production cycle of about 50 months to produce the quantities we need, because we are not producing by seeds. We are producing by vegetative propagation, micropropagation. That's a difference in our breeding and in our multiplication system. It's the first time this is done. And it gives healthier plants. It gives more growth, even more resistance if you are producing micropropagated plants. And there we have a production forecast of about 15 months. So it's very important if you need your quantities for spring 2023, order now.
Yes. So what of my personal knowledge about these varieties, I want to say it in some short words. Last year, my own vegetable garden at my house was another selection point for these varieties.
Inofficially.
So I tested all the variety candidates. And I have to say all these four varieties which are now in the Open Sky assortment are really the best ones. So we could harvest tomatoes until beginning of October, until the first frost just killed the plant. So the whole summer we don't have to buy any single tomato, just could harvest all tomatoes we need from our garden.
Yeah. So tomato breeding at Lumera will go forward. It's one of our biggest projects besides strawberries, raspberries, blackberries, and potatoes and sweet potatoes. These are the bigger projects. We have much more, but they are not as big as these. And the goals will be still always Open Sky tomato will be a resistant one. You can grow without coverage in Middle Europe in all years. And we want to develop this assortment in direction of more diversity, different types of fruits, but also different types of growth. So determinate or half determinate varieties. Shrub varieties, balcony varieties, and so on. So this is the goal for the future. And also more types, bigger ones, smaller ones, weird ones, more types of tomatoes. And I think it will be, I know the pipeline, I know the breeding process, and it will be again about 3 years, 4 years, till we will have new varieties. So not every year we will have new tomato varieties, but every 3-4 years there will be for sure. Mm-hmm. And they always will be the ones you can grow without bore machine. What is a bore machine?
A drilling machine.
Yes. Okay. Go on planting and growing tomato plants. Yeah.
Thank you, Markus, for this very interesting view into your tomato work. Yeah, we are at the end of this episode. So thank you for listening. And if you have any questions or comment, do not hesitate to write me directly at frederik.follard@luberaedibles.com. Yeah, now we are at the end and our next episode will be about sugar root sweet potatoes. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for hearing Gardens Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.